Brilliance Audio presents
Necessary Madness by Jen Crowell. Thanks first and foremost to Madison Smart Bell for his avuncular advice and tremendous generosity. To Jane Gelfman and Liza Dawson for their sensitivity and support. To Carolyn Mays and Carol Blake for the PIMS and the marvelous hospitality in London. To all those at the Pennsylvania Governor's School for the Arts, especially Deb Burnham, Melissa Bender, and Karina Burns, for helping me hit fictive blood and bone. To Susan Zienjaleski, Nancy Springer, and countless others for their encouragement and endless critiques of those early first chapters. And of course, to S. Jane Beck Dettinger, Barry and Bryant Dettinger, Robert, Braden, and Kathy Crowell, Heather Cornell, and the rest of my friends and family for their continuing trust and love. To my parents, for understanding the need, for nurturing the words which can only arise from ample space and honest silence. No one ever told me that grief felt so like fear. C.S. Lewis. In struggling against anguish, one never produces serenity. The struggle against anguish only produces new forms of anguish. Simone Weil. Necessary Madness. Chapter 1. My husband Bill was buried 9 years to the day that my father died. During his funeral, I tried not to think about that fact or about the direction my life would now take. I simply stood on the raw ground of the Lamberhurst Cemetery with my arm around my son Curran and my gaze on the young, shocked faces of the pallbearers as they lowered the coffin into the earth. Across from us, Bill's mother dabbed her eyes with